that in New Leaf and Green Leaf it was covered in sweet-smelling flowers. She desperately wanted to be a medicine cat, and the den was one of the reasons. As she made her way into the den, Ribblepuddle padded over, carrying a bundle of herbs. He dropped them. "Oh, Willowkit, just in time. Come help me set up the yarrow and catnip out to dry."
"All right," Willowkit squeaked, happy to be useful.
Willowkit walked into the den and grabbed the other bundle of herbs. Walking back out, she dropped them and set to work laying them flat. "You have a knack for this, you know," Ribblepuddle meowed to her after a few moments of silence. "You've voiced how much you like helping me. Would you perhaps consider being trained as a medicine cat when you're of age?" Willowkit dropped the arrow, eyes wide.
Really? You mean it? I'd love that."
Ribblepuddle purred. "Great. I'll discuss with Froststar this evening after she returns from patrol." Willowkit felt as if she would explode from excitement.
"Oh, thank you. Thank you."
Setting out a couple of catnip stems, Ribblepuddle replied, "Of course."
"Ribblepuddle, we need you over here. Brightflight wrenched a claw."
Willowkit would know that voice anywhere.
"Stormstrike," she thought bitterly. "The father who hates me."
Ribblepuddle led Brightflight into the den, and Stormstrike followed. He stopped when he saw Willowkit.
"What is he here for? Will he talk to me? Will he smile?"
Willowkit's mind was racing. "Maybe he doesn't hate me after all." But no look of recognition flashed across the gray Tom's face as he padded into the den after the medicine cat and his clanmate.
"He does hate me," Willowkit thought, feeling like she was going to cry again. "My own father hates me. If he hates me, then there's no telling who else does."
Willowkit let out a sigh and trudged through the snow back into the nursery, where Fox Snarl was waiting.